This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. In southwest Colorado, the Ouray Ice Park hosted its annual ice climbing festival this weekend, despite fears the celebration would be ice-less due to a warm winter. Local climber Micah Hart says the ice park is a huge part of the tiny community's economy.
We have people in town. We have people walking around in La Sportiva boots all over in the winter, and that's a huge deal for keeping businesses open and keeping our town alive, and having that be undermined by global warming and the changing weather and climate is really, really scary.
A recent run of cold weather allowed the Ouray Ice Park to finally open last week, its latest opening in more than 30 years. Meanwhile, cold temperatures gripped large swaths of the West over the weekend, but the region remains unusually dry, raising early questions about snowpack and future water supplies. Federal data shows that snow cover across the West is at a record low for the time of year, including in Colorado, where mountain snow is holding less than half the water it typically would this time of year. Dan McAvoy is a climatologist at the Desert Research Institute. He says warm temperatures are causing less snow and more rain in some areas.
Having rain during the middle of the winter isn't uncommon. That happens all the time. But having it be this warm and this much rain is not common.
McAvoy adds it's still early in the snow season and late winter storms could help improve conditions. There is no rain or snow in the forecast for Denver this week with temps in the 40s and 50s. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.